Americans aren't buying a lot of computers these days. Experts say many households have all the computing power they need, and with the economy weakening, computer makers are having a tough time moving new machines, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Personal computer sales have been in the dump since last year, and that's even with some of the best bargains for high-powered machines in recent memory. Stephen Baker is with NPD Intellect, a market research firm.
You can get a Pentium 3 1 gigahertz computer with a monitor and a printer for $800. The values are pretty demonstrable.
Another computer market research group says preliminary data for the first 3 months of the year shows PC shipments in the U.S. fell 3.5%, the worst showing since the group began keeping track in 1993. Again, Stephen Baker.
What the issue is for most consumers is just what they have in their home now does pretty much everything they want it to do.
Gateway, which sells heavily to consumers, reported it lost more than $500 million in the first quarter. Sales of PCs to businesses are also down. Rob Enderle is with Giga Information Group, a company that helps large firms make technology buying decisions. He says there is also a glut of used equipment on the market.
We've got a ton of stuff coming off lease, which is hitting the market fairly cheaply. We had the dot-com failures, which pretty much flooded the secondary market with relatively current equipment, and not to mention the fact we had a lot of excess inventory coming into the first quarter from a number of vendors.
Industry analysts say until system architecture catches up with processor speeds and more people get high-speed internet access, the new faster machines won't mean much. They also say, as we've seen many times before, the machines out next year will be faster and provide even more for the money. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.